on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, schools are being urged to implement new social distancing guidelines. The National Public Health Emergency Team says the guidance issued this week is pragmatic and should now be implemented. The draft agreement on Irish food and live animal exports will come as a relief to farmers, according to the IFA. They're hoping that the post-Brexit deal will get through quickly. The Sinn Féin leadership has apologised for any hurt caused by their attendance at the funeral of the veteran Republican Bobby Storey this week. We'll hear from the North Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill, and the COVID-19 death toll has been overestimated by around 500, according to research by HICWA. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisín Kelly, and of course, we'll have Noakes with Colm Ferreter as well. Sport with Oisín just around 5:15. Well, schools are being urged to implement new social distancing guidelines. The National Public Health Emergency Team views the guidance as pragmatic and says it's now up to principals and teachers to implement the measures over the coming weeks. They include third class pupils and upwards maintaining at least 1 metre's distance, while in secondary school, physical separation of 2 metres is advised. The ASTI President Deirdre MacDonald says teachers have to be sure their workplace is safe in the autumn.
With even 1 metre social distancing, we cannot have a full return to secondary schools for all of the pupils all of the time. That just won't work. Teachers have shown themselves, you know, to be very fit for purpose and to go that extra mile, and I have no doubt that they will do it. But we must be returning to a safe workplace, as in every other worker is entitled to a safe workplace as well.
The draft agreement on food and live animal exports will come as a relief to farmers, according to the IFA. Ireland has reached a deal with the EU on the exportation of food and live animals through the UK post-Brexit. The agreement, which is subject to the approval of member states, will mean hauliers of such produce will be able to access green lanes when travelling through British ports to continental Europe. IFA President Tim Cullinan is hopeful that the deal will be finalised.
Obviously, it is a relief because we are looking at moving 13 billion worth of food products through the UK into Europe, and the movement of live animals as well. Up to now, up for the last number of weeks, we were hearing there was a possibility of a no deal and a crash out. And so obviously that would be a major concern for Irish farming. So look, hopefully that this is a move in the right direction.
The Sinn Féin leadership has again apologised for any hurt caused by attendance at the funeral of veteran Republican Bobby Storey. Mary Lou MacDonald and the North's Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill have insisted they observed social distancing guidelines in the church. Michelle O'Neill says she's sorry for the hurt caused to those who couldn't have funerals before restrictions were eased, but added she wouldn't apologise for attending the funeral of a friend.
Conscious that in the middle of all the politicking, that there are a number of families that are grieving. There are a number of families that have lost loved ones throughout this pandemic. And I've been listening very carefully to what they've all had to say, or what many people have had to say. And I hear them. I hear the fact that throughout the pandemic, at a point in time, families were denied the right to have that family support of their friends in terms of their funeral, their normal wake, how they normally would grieve. So I'm very conscious of all of that. I'm also very conscious of the fact that over the course of the past number of days, that those families would have felt even more hurt. And I'm sorry for that. I would never set out to hurt any family or to compound their grief at such a sad time. In terms of my attendance at the funeral, I will never apologise for attending the funeral of my friend. I'm confident I can stand over the fact that I worked within the guidelines, that I worked within the regulations in terms of attending a requiem mass, which was allowed, and also to walk in a funeral cortege of up to 30 people. I also think it's unfortunate that the executive is divided on this issue and that there is a controversy around our politics. I'm here because I believe in making the Assembly and the executive work. I'm here because I spent 3 years trying to have our politics restored. I'm committed to that effort. I believe all parties are committed to that effort, and I believe that's what we need to get back to doing to be able to continue to lead our way through the COVID-19 crisis, and then obviously to deliver on the new decade, new approach commitments which were made in terms of the restoration of the Assembly.
And that was Michelle O'Neill, the North's Deputy First Minister, speaking this afternoon. Funding has been given to retailers in Donegal to strengthen their online offering and enable them to reach a wider customer base. Successful applicants were approved for funding through the COVID-19 online retail scheme, which is administered by Enterprise Ireland under the competitive call. The successful applicants will receive funding ranging from 16,000 to 40,000 euro to strengthen their online funding. The average grant value is 35,500. A full list of the successful Donegal applicants is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The COVID-19 death toll has been overestimated by around 500. That's according to research by HICWA. The health watchdog looked at the number of postings on RIP.ie between March and June, comparing it with previous years. It found there were 1,200 more this year. That conflicts with the Department of Health death toll of more than 1,700 deaths linked to COVID-19. Dr. Conor Tellier from HICWA says the number of deaths is lower in the past number of weeks, and that suggests people died earlier than they would have died naturally.
In the last number of weeks, the number of deaths we've observed is less than expected. And this again points to the fact that perhaps there were people who died during the COVID-19 epidemic who would have died during this period, but maybe later than they did die. And so it's effectively some of the mortality has moved forward.
A document has been published this afternoon outlining strategies for the future of Remelton. Donegal County Council and Dedalus Architecture have published the Remelton Action Plan, a study of heritage-led actions for renewal and regeneration. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The plan provides a number of heritage-led actions that have been developed in consultation with the local community and which are intended to support the renewal and regeneration of Remelton as a destination town with a distinctive sense of place. The rich built heritage in Remelton is said to set it apart from many other places in the country and is potentially Remelton's unique selling point. It's intended that the plan will provide assistance to a wide range of public and private stakeholders, such as landowners, business owners and local community groups. The document defines a vision for the town's future and sets out a range of ideas, actions and projects that, if implemented, will reap long-term benefits for the conservation of the character of the town. The funding received will enable the procurement of expert consultancy services to allow for further development of the project to take place through planning, public consultation and detailed design stages to a shovel-ready capital project.
Further concern has been raised about the fact that there are no plans to tackle coastal erosion along the coastline in Inishowen. It's been an ongoing issue for several years now. Fears were further fuelled in 2016 after a report recommended a policy of no active intervention at the sites in question. All the while, pathways, beaches and part of Ballyliffin Golf Club have been eroding more with each passing day. Further studies have taken place, but the situation hasn't progressed. Local councillor Martin McDermott says common sense is necessary.
We need to see, you know, a report that at least allows us to get some recommendations and some, you know, things in place that would prevent the likes of the 14th Tee at Ballyluffin getting damaged, the likes of the church and Lag getting damaged, because this report does say that within the next 40 years that, you know, if the erosion keeps going the way it's going, that the church and Lag would be in jeopardy, and that a vast piece of Ballyluffin Golf Club will be in jeopardy.
Because we do know that evidence suggests that this erosion isn't just happening very slowly, it's happening quite rapidly with, you know, big changes seen in an annual occurrence.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the big problem we have, you know, there's a beautiful walkway at the Pollen Beach, a 3 kilometre walkway that's completely destroyed, that could, you know, easily put back together. The stones are there, that could happen. And the fact that we can't get permissions from either Donegal County Council, National Parks and Wildlife, the OPW, you know, we're back at the same scenario where it's one blames the other. You can't get permission from one, you can't get permission from another, and it falls between two stools all the time and no one gives permission. And I think that's very, very unfair. And I mean, we depend so much on tourism here in Inishowen, and especially going forward, we certainly will be dependent on it with what has happened. And these type of amenities are vital, vital for Ballyluffin, vital for Mallon, vital for the whole area.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott. The hosepipe ban may be lifted or partially removed next week after heavy rainfall recently. The order was put in place on June 9th. It was to have continued until July 21st after a period of very dry weather. However, Irish Water says many schemes are no longer at risk. The new Minister of State for Law Reform is being urged to ensure the swift return of court services to Carn Donagh. The courthouse has been closed since last year. A report detailing the need for major refurbishment and maintenance works in order for the building to reopen has been published. And now local councillor Albert Doherty has written to the Justice Minister, Helen McAtee, and her junior, Deputy Charlie McConnellogue, seeking an urgent update on the current state of play. He believes that with a new influential brief, there's an onus on the Donegal Minister to get it over the line.
That report is complete and it's back with the court services prior to March of this year. And I just think the good offices of the new Minister of State can be used with all the other deputies to progress this matter and have a restoration of services, court services, back again to North Inishowen.
And the fact that the new Minister of State for Law Reform is actually from Inishowen too, he would be, you would imagine, aware of the struggles that people from North Inishowen now face having to travel to Buncrana for court services.
Yes, very much so. And when the court service make explanation that, you know, that we are only on a 20-kilometre distance from where they've been relocated, that's not what really is the crux. What's the crux is we do not want the stripping of rural Inishowen of further services. And we see the lack, delay, or perhaps, and I hope it's not so, non-restoration of services. That is a stripping away of rural services. That's hitting the economic potential of in and around Inishowen. And worst of all, it's a sign, like the post offices, like the Garda barracks, that rural services in the county and in the country are being abandoned. And I'm sure that's something, and I'm appealing to the Minister of State not to let that happen.
Councillor Albert Doherty. Publicans in Donegal are calling for a temporary extension of the hospitality VAT rate to alcohol. The Vintners Federation of Ireland is among a number of bodies pressing for such a move, which they say is necessary to support the industry as it opens up. Alice Lynch of Maggie's Tavern in St Johnstone is the Donegal spokesperson for the VFI. She says publicans are cutting their capacity while facing increased costs, and that, she says, must be recognised.
We definitely believe that VAT on alcohol could be decreased from 23% to 9% until the 1st of January. In Donegal, there's 365 pubs and we're employing 7,500 people. So the pub trade is very significant and very important in Donegal for employment and has been there a long time. I know there's 77 restaurants and 40 hotels. We just need a wee helping hand at this moment, a kickstart to our industry to get people back to work again. We haven't worked in the last 15 weeks. We haven't had any money coming in, but yet I've had to pay insurance, electric and other costs. It would be the difference in opening and a lot of businesses staying closed.
And obviously with the new rules that are in place, not only are you limited in how many people you can have in the premises, you also have to ensure that you have sufficient staff employed to ensure that the area is supervised and the table service can be provided as laid down by law.
Absolutely. And we are delighted that we are curving, the virus has been curved at the moment, but we have extra staff to employ, welcoming and greeting the customer in to get them seated, and more cleaners, so there's more cost just opening up the premises. And we are delighted that we're getting back to work again, but we just want that wee help, the wee kick, just to get going again. A cash injection to help the recovery of the industry.
Alice Diver there of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. Well, the GAA will not bring forward the 14th of December date for inter-county teams to resume collective training, and they've now called upon clubs to report county teams that breach that sanction. It's reported today that county board chiefs were told that the return to training date for collective inter-county training would not be changed. That's regardless of whether players exit their club championship before that date. It's been suggested that over two-thirds of the counties in the country are back group training 11 weeks before they are allowed to. If counties are found guilty, they could face possible penalties. To soccer, former Derry City player Ronan Curtis will be in action for Portsmouth this evening. They play Oxford United in the League One semi-final first leg. The second leg will be played on Monday, with the winner to play either Fleetwood or Wycombe Wanderers. Manchester City's Leroy Sané has completed his much-anticipated move to Bayern Munich. The German international has signed a five-year contract with the Bundesliga champions. Bayern will pay an initial fee of around €49 million, with a series of performance and trophy-related add-ons. Jurgen Klopp says he was still smarting from defeat when he conducted his post-match interview last night. The interview raised eyebrows as it offered a rare glimpse at an angry Liverpool boss, but Klopp says the nature of the 4-0 defeat to Manchester City shaped his mood.
The problem with the post-match interviews is that you go inside, don't know, have a minute, and then you go outside and have all the interviews, and you're still impressed or have all the impressions of the game. And this game last night, we lost in key moments. And in these key moments, City was better than us.
Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says it's difficult to narrow down the exact reason for the upturn in form. His side are on a 15-match unbeaten run in all competitions and could move into the Premier League's top four this weekend. Solskjaer hopes they can keep their momentum going until the end of the season.
Results and performances will give you more confidence. The team, the group, is working towards a common goal. They can see the effort we've put in has worked. The team shape is better.
There's one game in the Championship this evening with implications on both promotion and relegation. Charlton host Millwall, with the visitors looking to close to within 2 points of the playoffs. Charlton come into the game just 3 points above the relegation zone. Kickoff time there is at 8:15. Two-time London Marathon winner Wilson Kipsang has been banned for 4 years. The Kenyan's been found guilty of whereabouts failures and of tampering with a doping control. Kipsang was an Olympic bronze medalist at London 2012 and a world record holder in 2013. The North West Cricket Union have announced details of the new club season. The Premiership and Championship leagues have been merged into a new T20 competition amongst all 15 senior clubs. Clubs will be split into four regionalised groups and will play in a round robin tournament home and away, with teams then proceeding to semi-finals of the competition depending on their finishing positions in the groups. The North West Senior Cup will also be played. The Union hope to get matches underway on the 17th of July. The newest club to the league is, of course, Letterkenny, and they will be playing in the qualifying leagues, which will run as the same format as the seniors. While in Formula One, world champion Lewis Hamilton has finished fastest in the first and second practice sessions of the new season. The Mercedes driver was ahead of his teammate Valtteri Bottas in both sessions ahead of this weekend's Austrian Grand Prix. Strict measures are in place around the track to protect against the spread of coronavirus, including keeping the teams apart. Well, that's it from the sports desk for today here on Highland. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Donal.
Thanks, Oisin. Donegal County Council says despite the challenges posed by coronavirus, major progress is being made on a new walking and recreational trails project at 8 locations across Europe. It's after the council hosted a virtual meeting of participants. The new Atlantic Area Trailgazers project is being led from Donegal with partners in 4 other countries. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The Trailgazers project is led by Donegal County Council, with project manager Loretta McNicholas saying substantial progress was made in a recent meeting. She says each of the partners will push forward and deliver key outputs over the next number of months, thanks largely to the research and policy team in Donegal County Council, which provided the technology which was key to making this happen. Among the initiatives discussed was the development of an app which captures old stories, folklore and fables of key points of interest along each trail, and agreement on how to ensure the area around each trail benefits economically, socially and culturally. Issues of conservation and protection were also considered. The Trailgazers project includes 8 pilot trail sites in France, Spain, Portugal, Wales and Ireland. The Irish projects are the Inch Levels in Donegal and the Knocknarea Killisbogbron Loop in Sligo.
Well, the new Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Charlie McConnell, Donegal deputy, of course, has been reflecting on his appointment as a junior minister and says it's something he's really looking forward to. He says it was an honour to be told this week that he would be promoted.
I'm delighted with the outcome and very much looking forward to working in the role itself, and also very much looking forward to working with my colleagues in the county and our public representatives and people across the county in relation to working as part of the government on the issues which are very important to Donegal as well.
Do you feel though that you will experience extra pressure being the only junior minister from Donegal?
Listen, I'm delighted to be a junior minister of state or minister of state for Donegal. There's a good number, many counties, many constituencies which don't have any ministers. And so I think, we're fortunate that we do have a minister based in the county, and I'm glad to be in that position, and I very much relish the pressure and relish the responsibility that will come with that, and particularly the opportunity that comes with that to work on behalf of the county alongside working in the specific role that I've been given as Minister of State at the Department of Justice.
And that role is so different from your previous one as spokesperson for agriculture. Will you find that transition difficult, or, as you mentioned there, relish the challenge?
Well, I will relish the challenge. I'm very much looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the role of spokesperson in agriculture. I would have been very glad to have had a responsibility in that department as well, but that's a call for the Taoiseach to make, and he had very difficult choices to make, and many people with great abilities to cater for and to consider, and I'm delighted that he has considered me for this particular role, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And that was Minister of State Charlie McConnell there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Agus anish anocht a leibh ag Colm Ferriter.
Falsus jagudí na prívskelti as gilge. Ta falsa curtha rather capucan Catherine Martin mar aran ni gilteachta ag conu ni gilge an chartin shach. Ach jima curtha anuil nard ag an tishach fragrach ni gilteachta fui aras shinchar a wine mar at yuru air. Jere righteous na mór agriachta a renew anu. Tahrig sul leve ag ober leshin aras shinchar Catherine Martin agus leshin aras tach Dara Caleri. Capu le coppla la nuas. Cur con Niall Comer uctar an Conor na gaeilge sias an sacru nua mar awer dohas agus gwaas yw ri habarta gwme chanachar cuacht agus udaras ar a sinchari. Tif hir dyn y cynchi a yenhar fwyn changa a mahan sia. Tis rai seminar ar leana a agru ag an grŵp of hobl chacht in year con wanchar na gaeltach ta a hwrds le ceile agus plea yenu fwy farbarch co-hahiha pobl agus stratashi le na hwrds con cyn. Tcamsi an farbarch co-hahiha pobl farbarch ag namiachta, socialta, changa, ecoliachta agus cultata se sin farbarch omlan an phobl agus plea caistana ar nos dain lahas i gohigs na gaeltachta co-ebru idir gaeltachti agus farbarch co-hahiha phobl agus chanachar palachiachta le lin na seminar ta niu la agus an cheo la jeg den mi seo Yakishius mar rati raha and chaminar tell you agan sieve chacht in year bunk EU. August Fogart Janta Eg Parent Hub Duna Nalgawil Service Yahyanga Carter a Foil Aku the Hishmori Atakolia de Yi or Hu or Our Fuyai Heglat Glech a Kursir Nashke a Hain a Hokta Nivni Nivni a Hain a Da Shart a Shart a Jalan Luin Augustin Inya. Neoclog would you 3 o'clock turnona na chakrak to prevege a curse hig lahana Facebook parent hub egg torch da annum augusta ever defa. Bay dinya own aran ijangwal contact here to gus thror halahar. Agus shin mahodja elig golier slanagus banakt.
Good mahogat column. A status yellow wind warning has been issued for all of Connacht, Donegal and Clare. The alert comes into effect at 10 o'clock tomorrow night and remains in place until 8 on Sunday morning. Met Éireann says it will become very windy with gusts of up to 110 kilometres an hour being forecast. And Met Éireann tell us tonight it will remain cloudy with further outbreaks of patchy rain and drizzle, some mist patches as well. Lowest overnight temperatures 9 or 10 degrees Celsius with winds becoming light variable in the north. Tomorrow Saturday another dull and cloudy day with a mix of dry spells and patchy rain and drizzle through the day for most. Highest temperatures 16 or 17 in a moderate to fresh southwest or west wind. And those winds, as you've heard, they're picking up as we get into tomorrow night. Main stories in brief this evening. Schools are being urged to implement new social distancing guidelines. The National Public Health Emergency Team says they view the guidance as pragmatic, and it's now up to principals and teachers to implement the measures over the coming weeks. A draft agreement has been reached on the movement of Irish food and live animal exports through the UK. The IFA has welcomed the deal, saying they hope it'll be ratified as quickly as possible. The Sinn Féin leadership has again apologised for any hurt caused by their attendance at the funeral of veteran Republican Bobby Storey. Marilu MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill have insisted they observed social distancing guidelines. However, the DUP claims Michelle O'Neill has totally undermined the Stormont executive's message on COVID-19 regulations. The party's leader, Arlene Foster, says the damage hasn't been rectified by today's apology. And that's the news. We're back at six. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 3rd of July. The death has occurred of Marcia McConnell, née Murphy, formerly of Carrick, Liscooley, Castlefin. Marcia's remains will repose at her parents, Bernadette and John Murphy's home at Carrick, Liscooley, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15, for Mass at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Castlefin, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. Due to HSE and government restrictions, the house and Mass are private to family and close friends. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Charles Lynch Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Robert Lina, Lough Askery, Thurman. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, burial and funeral are private, please. Funeral to St Columbus Church, Thurman, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on St Columbus Church webcam tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The death has taken place of Henry McKinney, Paisley, Scotland, formerly of Monydara, Glenlilly, County Donegal. Due to current restrictions, a private Mass will take place at St Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Paisley at 11 on Wednesday morning next, with burial at 12 noon in Hawkhead Cemetery, Paisley. The funeral Mass will be streamed live on the day on the Facebook page of St Mary's Catholic Church, Paisley. And the death has taken place of Charles Mullen, late of Lawrence Hill. Due to the current circumstances, a family funeral and cremation will take place on Monday. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Foyle Hospice. All inquiries to Adair and Neely Funeral Directors.